You're listening to Jan Talk.
Go.
We in the jungle, baby.
Number one.
This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk, this that gin talk, this that take a shot gin my best friend.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the Gin Talk Podcast. It's your boy, Mike J. I got Groovy Drew. I got Trav. Marissa's in the building tonight. Tonight, we're talking about narcissistic women. We're talking about, can you vent to your partner? And we're probably going to talk about the tragedy that happened this morning. So,
and post-sex, what?
Post-nut clarity.
She said post-sex because all women are lit. Oh, sorry, but fuck it.
I think we're fucking up. Hey.
I'm so excited to talk about it, y'all.
I really am.
I mean, at the same time, you got to choose the right person who's going to meet your sexual fantasies. So.
Here go,
Q Sweat. You goddamn right.
Fuck to the sweatshop.
Yeah, goddamn right. But nah, what y'all want to talk? Y'all want to talk about the narcissistic women? So, I mean, like,
we're going to start off with that.
Go ahead. So, what y'all feel about that? Like, you feel like it's going on? Like, women are not the same like they were back in the 90s and 80s?
Not necessarily
it's
that.
Not that. I'm just saying, you know, we are, it's not, I hate to catch you off, but you know, I like to hear myself talk. There's always this stuff going around about men being narcissistic. Women can be narcissistic as well, too. Because you will see a lot of women share posts on Facebook or make a post on Facebook and just say how they was in a relationship with a narcissist for so long. But men experience stuff like that, too. Y'all just don't talk about it. Or maybe y'all first they have experienced it. And it takes somebody else telling y'all, like, oh, she was a real narcissist.
I mean,
like, everything clearly revolves around her. And most of the time, I think men create these type of women, or it's already in the woman. And then the man just bring it out of her, and then he's stuck with the monster he created.
Yeah.
Pretty much like he pretty much spoiled her too much or let her have her way too much.
He let everything go her way. Like, he does everything to please her, put aside his own needs for hers. Don't speak up on stuff because you don't want to argue with her and don't want to be confrontational with her. And now you mad because now you done reached your boiling point. And it's hard to speak on the stuff you're upset about because you done let it went so far. And then when you do speak on it, she do this reverse psychology shit on you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And make everything be about her. Make you be wrong. She be right. She sit on a dress to validate your feelings. And then the cycle continues. So then you have your narcissistic woman that you done created.
To be, all right. You put it that way. I see that a lot.
Yeah, we see that a lot.
See, it's blessed to explain like that, but you don't hear a lot of men refer to women like that the way women refer to women. Dang, I said that all the way wrong. The way a woman will refer to a man has been a narcissist.
You know why? Because we'll get crucified if we speak on stuff like that.
Men always get crucified on anything. We can't say nothing. If we say anything, it's going to be a problem. But I'm the typical podcaster guy. I'm controversial. But nah, I mean, if you wanna, there's a lot of men that grew up saying happy wife, happy life and all that shit, like everything revolves around the women and everything. So they're taught that, so they're trying to be like, they're not gonna have no confrontation with them. They're not gonna set boundaries and all that, and they get ran over. So you got a lot of men in this little soft ass world that, you know what I'm saying, just be like, she's the end all be all. And then when she sense that, she gonna treat them like shit. But when she falls, but it's always that one person, and that's for men and women, that one person that they going to change their whole, if he could be all narcissistic, but if you could find that one person that just hits your soul and all that shit, you going to change your whole thing. And they'd be like, damn, I done met my match. Because if you got a girl who's a narcissist, all you got to be is a nonchalant ass nigga and be like, I really don't need you. I want you, but I don't need you.
That me.
Okay, so. Let's just say you've been invested in this woman for years. Let's just say like 3-4 years. But you want her to be everything that you want her to be. You done made up in your mind that this person you want to be with. She check all these stupid ass boxes that meant a lot to you years before, but now that you've gotten older, you realize what's important. Are you gonna wait to see if she can change and evolve into what it is that you want? Like, are you gonna keep pushing the issue to say, you're not listening to me, you're not validating my feelings? Give her the chance to say, okay, let's start up, we're gonna do this again. Are you gonna do that, or are you just gonna leave her alone and try to go find somebody else that's gonna do it?
And want me to go first? Well, me, I'm going to leave alone because I ain't got time. At the point I am in my life, I feel you should not beg. Like, you don't have to. If you address something one time, I think one time really too much. Well, two times really too much. So if I got to keep reminding you, well, I'm really not digging your behavior and you keep doing it, you think I'm about to stay around and be like, and be miserable? Like, I ain't finna do that. Like, especially like something we don't talked about. That's why they say uncomfortable conversations are important in relationship. Especially if it's something we don't talked about, we don't discuss, and you still on the same path. Like, I ain't going for it.
Nah, I mean, you got to think too. We the break brothers, so we done been through that. I mean, we was at the point with somebody where we was at the point to be like, this, I could spend the rest of my life with this person, but they kept on crossing boundaries. I mean, if you keep on doing it, then you got to have a conversation. And when the real shit comes out, then you just got to make your next move. So, same like when I had my ex. I was like, what's the issue? She felt like, you know, she wanted to break and all that shit. I was like, why you say that? I just feel like I'm not ready for all that shit and all that. I just feel like I need more or some shit like that. And so, you just got to be like, and a lot of men feel like the girl they with, they done hit all the cylinders and shit. They feel like, I'm never going to find somebody like her. No, you're not. But you probably find somebody better. And a lot of motherfuckers don't see that shit. I'm sorry for cursing because I know the promo was cursing a lot. But I'm just saying, but everybody needs to know that they got, once you know your value and you know you can go out there and find any person, because you probably going to focus on somebody who ain't going to respect your boundaries, ain't going to respect you, and just going to walk over you. You missing on somebody who ready to treat you like a king or queen. A lot of people don't see that. So they stay with a person who's entitled to everything and they be miserable. So
and add on to it, you can't love nobody more than you love you. If it ain't your child, you can't love nobody more than you love yourself. Because if you put that person above you, you're gonna always feel belittled and feel beneath that person. Because you putting your all in somebody instead of putting your all into yourself or into the relationship. Like, you don't know putting love nobody more than you love yourself.
Nah. And she ain't gonna respect you for not loving yourself. If a man ain't loving himself,
yeah, she ain't gonna care. She ain't right. Mm-mm. Right. She ain't gonna respect you. But as long as you doing what she wants,
she ain't gonna care.
Nah, because
when Michael said people are raised on the happy wife, happy life thing, I don't agree with it.
I don't either.
Because it's not all about that one person, mm-mm. And that's when people get drained. That's when people start cheating. And all of that stuff. I really feel like I watched a video today where this lady was saying that a side chick said that a man was cheating because of what they was missing at home. And she was like, you'll never be able to come for the main bitch because it's nothing that's being missed at home. A man is a nigga gonna be a nigga. That's what she said. I seen a video a couple of weeks ago where a relationship coach said that men cheat because of lack of sex and lack of validation.
And peace.
Not being hurt. Mm-hmm. And not being hurt. Yeah. Peace can be one of them too. So the relationship coach was saying, you can't ask a man to be monogamous and not give him sex.
No, that don't even make sense.
Say that again.
You can't ask a man to be monogamous and not give him sex. So basically, you know, a lot of women weaponize sex. Well, not a lot of women. Some women weaponize sex. So if you're not doing what she wants you to do, she's going to withdraw sex. And what's that going to cause?
Conflict.
Nah, I'm going to take that out.
What he said?
Murder.
Y'all can't tell. I don't be having nothing but free time while I'm working. This man was saying that you shouldn't put your sexual desires onto another person. Mm-mm. And your relationship shouldn't be based off that. I don't feel like it should be based off that, but that's a big thing in a relationship. That's, yeah, I always say, it's important to say what it is that you want and what you require in a relationship. Some things you can compromise on. Like, a lot of men would love to have sex every day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about two.
A lot of women don't like to do that. But, okay, let's make a compromise somewhere. Now, let's shoot for, like, maybe 4 times a week. I can't give you 7 days, but let's see if we can do, like, 3 or 4. But
that's a great number.
Knowing that a man want to have sex every day and then you only having sex with him twice a month.
Oh, it nah. Takes a hell strong nah.
Minded man to not go find somebody else to do that with.
His dick don't work.
That's a lot.
Shit. Because, like, think about what you just said. What's that? Sex, what, once a month or 2 times a month? And you with a person? Or you are living with a person? Yeah. That's it. We speaking that from all perspective. Like, we're young. We're young people.
I'm not going to say his dick doesn't work. I'm going to say she don't want to be with him. Or she doesn't like him sexually. Either she having sex with another man, or she want to be with a woman.
Yeah,
there's no way I'm gonna lay in a bed with a man every night. And
I ain't fucking
do it with you twice a month.
She ain't attracted to him. But I heard a lot of times that be going on with like some women married for money or like being in a relationship for money. Like you're not physically attractive to this person, but you're with him
you
because
what they do for you.
Yeah.
What they do for you, you love that. But that comes that part of that sacrifice. If I was with somebody and they was doing everything else that I like, but I don't like sex with them, I'm going to smoke me a blunt.
Drink a little bit.
I know if I get high, it ain't going to work. So let me smoke and go ahead and get you off. Because you done did all this other stuff. You providing everything else that I need. I just don't like sex with you. Okay. I know if I get under the influence, we can make it shake. So I'm getting to you more than twice a month. Because at some point, you're going to get tired of me and that twice a month shit, and you're going to go find somebody else that's going to give it to you on a regular, and then she's probably going to give you everything else that I'm providing. So why not go be with her?
Yeah. So in that situation, how can men, these men not tell when the woman ain't aroused or ain't into it? Sometimes, cause it'd be obvious. Sometimes, like
if you doing foreplay and she ain't responding really well to that shit, cause I'm a foreplay dude.
We know.
So if you ain't doing foreplay and you ain't responding, then sometimes they'll just throw everything off, or you probably do something she don't like.
Yeah, and I feel like people like you said, the uncomfortable conversations. I feel like people aren't comfortable in their sexuality enough to talk about sex. Mm-mm. I can talk about sex all day.
I mean, and that's why you got to bring it to the table. You got to have these conversations. Like, what do you like? What are your fantasies?
I ask people in the beginning, like, how big is sex to you? How often do you feel like you need to have sex? I don't want to do that shit all the time. So, what you want?
I mean, and try to spice it up. Like, shit.
Get the gooch.
Not even get the gooch. Shit. Like I said. Hey.
You know
what I'm saying? When they lick the gooch.
Yeah, the role play. Right. Do some role play. Shit.
Yeah. I think people, like you said, are ashamed like to have sex talk because if you just going just having straight sex all the time, I don't care who you are, how good sex is, eventually that shit gonna get boring. So you gotta spice things up. Like,
I was just saying, don't you wanna be in bed and then she come in as a robber? She said, put the dick in the bag and all that shit and y'all fucking and shit. Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What kind of fantasy
world
y'all friend live in?
It's just Michael.
In Coochie World.
In Coochie Land.
Wait a minute. I'm just saying, though. Like, you got to be honest. Like, when I was talking about, I was like, hey, I want my girl to dress up like Velma. Everybody was laughing. But look at everybody on Halloween. Who was dressing up like? I'm just what? Say it.
You just sit.
Hey, you still love me.
She'll love you regardless.
Yeah, you got to spice things up. Like, yeah, you got to have those uncomfortable talks about everything, not just about sex, but even about money. Because, shoot, money and how, your feelings, all that. Like,
yeah.
Uncomfortable conversations to me. Those are important conversations.
Yeah.
Money and sex. That shit is very important.
Yeah.
Because if my money ain't right, my feelings ain't right, and we have sex.
Damn.
I'm sorry. I can't have broke sex. I can't be broke. You be broke.
And we're back from that commercial.
And so, we're back. But yeah.
Arrigus.
Yeah, back to narcissistic. Like you said, we don't see much. We don't see dudes talk about it as much online.
They don't think about it like that. They just think they got a selfish female.
Yeah. And this is what she's supposed to do.
Our generation has made the word narcissist and narcissistic a big thing.
Yeah.
So, and I think a lot of men, they when they deal with a woman like that, they just go deal with another woman.
Yeah.
Because how often do men really leave relationships?
We can't. We don't got that luxury. Men don't got the luxury of leaving relationship.
Any man that's with me, whoever hears this, if you're ever with me, you got the luxury to leave. Because I don't want you to be with me and you're not happy. Please come tell me that you're... You ain't got to tell me that you're happy. You can just say that you want to leave. If you feel like you want to talk about it and tell me that you're not happy, you can. But please don't stay with me and you aren't happy. Because I believe in everybody being happy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I promise you, if I'm not happy, I'm leaving your ass. And I'm
right along. Everybody share that mindset for real, though. Everybody just want to prolong shit, and the shit gets deadly.
It get worse and worse.
I did that.
A lot.
Y'all do have the luxury of leaving. Like, why don't y'all leave? Why y'all leave that up to a woman?
You know why. You know
well.
Why?
Some niggas be like, they'll see past the bad shit, and they'll see that little good side, them flashes of the good side, and then once it done had enough, you'd be like, you know what? Fuck it. It takes practice. It really does. It takes multiple tries because once that first breakup, when you do it, you feel like shit. Second one, not so bad. And then next thing you know, you say, you know what? They'll be all right. Just move on to the next person. Everything takes practice. The first time you do it, you're going to feel like shit. But as you try to figure out who you really want to be with or who's going to be there for the long term, then it gets, you know, easier. And some women, but nah, women be holding on to shit. Like some women be like, they'll spare the man's feelings without being honest, and like they'll be passive aggressive and not tell him what's really wrong, and then they'll prolong shit, and then they want the man to figure the shit out. I'm not a fucking magician. Let's be up front and let's just talk about this shit. No, I'm saying just be honest.
That's some of that narcissistic behavior.
I'm like, you want me to fucking figure it out?
I'm gonna tell y'all why a lot of people stay in relationships longer than they should. Codependency.
Yep.
They need each other for something, whether it's we on this lease together and rent high as fuck, and I'm comfortable with splitting these bills with you instead of going to pay all that shit by myself somewhere. So we're going to stay together and truck this shit out because it's cheaper.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people, that's what that situation is. See, I ain't going to have that problem. I know how to pay this high-ass rent by myself.
But that's true, though.
And you're not moving in with me. So, no, please have your own place to stay.
Everybody be doing that shit. They begin with them old folks.
Like, and we'll never have a conversation to be like, oh, well, we can just, instead of you renewing your lease, you can just come move with me and da 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 da. What I would tell you is, yeah, that's a great idea. I'm still going to renew the lease. I'm still going to continue to pay the rent because as soon as I feel like this shit ain't working, I'm going back to my apartment.
Don't try to get me like that. You always had an escape plan. I always have an escape plan.
Who tried to get you like that, Drew?
And if I don't keep the apartment, I'll put all my stuff in storage, and then I'm going to just keep saving my money. So the day that you think I ain't got nowhere to go, oh, let me just go.
Surprise, nigga.
I'm going to make my own house for like a week, and then I'm moving. But I think that's what a lot of people think. They need the other person. I think people really be out here looking for help. They ain't looking for
love. Help, mate. Yeah.
That should be sad. That should be sad, too.
Be a man looking for help and a woman help. And then people be screaming that they looking for somebody to help them do something. Mm-hmm. They always talk about they want somebody to cook, clean up, and do all of this shit for them. A woman wants somebody to pay her bills and all of this. Like, no.
That'd be the main.
Relationship.
Yep. Now we're going to name the episode Codependent Relationship.
I need a help. I need a place to stay.
Yeah. Need help on some bills.
I don't need a place to stay. I don't need any help.
That's how them niggas be in them TikTok videos. You ever seen them TikTok videos when the girls be getting on the nigga nerves and you like, oh yeah, he just need a place to stay.
I really just got into TikTok. Like, I created a TikTok a couple of weeks ago. I ain't posting nothing on it. I just been looking at stuff. But I don't even be thinking about TikTok like
that. That should be crazy. I can't be with nobody and just
depend on them. That shit crazy.
I want a relationship should be 50-50 or 100-100. That mean everybody, it should be everybody bring, like, we should be working together. Like, nobody should be depending on each other. Like,
we should be bringing the same.
Yeah, same thing. Thing. Like,
it's okay if you make more money than me or I make more money than you, but, like, everything should be equal. You should be able to afford all of this. I should be able to afford all of this. I'm going to bring, I got my own peace under control. You got your peace under control. So therefore, you're not disturbing my peace and I'm not disturbing yours. Now we can transition into that. Should your partner be the person that you've been to?
Yep. Right. Yeah. Right. My opinion, should your partner be the person you've been to? It depends. Like, if y'all was like friends, like, real cool friends at first, then, yeah. But if you just getting into a relationship or something like that, just out of the blue, I'd be skeptical about doing that because they can weaponize that, too. They could be like, damn. Well, they turn that shit, like, every time I get arguing, this shit going to be like, well, don't want this happen to you. Don't want this girl, woman left you. That's why this man don't want you. That shit can be turned into a weapon against you.
Well, you gotta make sure that they doing the same back to you. If you vent it to them, make sure that they can vent to you. And that's what the whole thing is. If it's a one-sided thing, then that's where the danger leads because you ain't got shit on them. They got all this shit on you. What you going to say? Yeah. It's the petty nigga in me that does that.
That's why you ate my ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, Drew, what do you think? I've heard what your counterparts think. So what you think?
Should you vent to him?
Yeah, like, should that be the person that you vent to? Should you vent to the person that you're in a relationship? Should your girl vent to you? Like, is that something that should be in a relationship, a venting thing?
For the relationship to work, yeah, I think so. That's just my opinion.
I guess I'm different. I don't think it's fair to feel like another person should carry your emotional baggage. Because once you're venting, that's baggage that you're dumping.
I can see both sides because it can backfire.
I mean, true, but...
Okay, so, yes, you can come home and talk about your day and you all can talk about stuff, but, like, just pouring all of it into somebody, I don't think that's fair and I don't think that's right.
That's going back to, like, some inherit instead of, like, helping somebody with a situation, you inheriting all their problems. So, that's just,
because
like...
I'm going to feel whatever you feel.
Yeah, I see what you're saying, yeah.
I mean, but if somebody, you got to let... understand what you're saying, but at the same time, that partner could be there for you and let you know that I got your back no matter what you're going through, and I'm not going to judge you based on, you know, your past or something or how you feeling. Just know I'm there for you for the cry and the shore. And that should make somebody feel good and comfortable. And once you get them comfortable, they should open up. Right. But if they, if
I'm
that,
not saying, like, because I'm saying that I don't agree with venting to your partner that you're not open with them, you can be open with them and let them know things without pouring everything into them. Let's just say you have this traumatic experience that you've been through. You can't expect your partner to carry that and be there to fix it.
True, like, that.
Especially if it's the death of somebody, especially a parent.
Yeah.
You cannot. If I can't relate to it, what can I do other than sit there and listen to you talk about it? And then even if I can relate, the way they did it, the way it happened to me, the way it affected me, it may not affect you the same way.
Exactly. Even though you can
so
be like,
sometimes venting to a person can be pointless. Everybody should have a therapist.
True that. Yeah, you're right on that.
Yeah, I see what you're saying.
I don't have one, but I'm a firm believer that everybody should have one. But I've learned how to carry my own stuff too.
True. I'm just saying though, like, I get what you're saying too, but you just gotta make sure that you got to let that person know that you're not a bother. You're not bothering me with your whole personal stuff. You got to let them know that I'm here for you no matter what. And I think if you reassure them that they'll feel, it probably won't help and all that, but it's thoughtful that you can, like, you know what, I can come to you and I can trust you and all that.
But is it a bother, though? Eventually, will it come into a
bother? Some people it will, but you got to be built for that. If you really say...
No, you don't have to be built to carry nobody else's shit.
I know that. I'm just saying, if you want to, some people gonna have
your,
some people do it.
That's your promo right there.
Well, you don't,
because there's a difference between letting somebody know that you're there for them and them being you being their dumping post.
Now I understand that. Now that ain't fair. Yeah. I get what you're. I'm just saying you can come in and talk to me, but you're just not gonna.
I'm not saying that like no, you can't talk to me, but everything
that happens should yeah, you gonna gotta answer for everything that person goes
through. Oh yeah, no,
right.
Yeah.
And what happens when people vent the folks? Now you can say this is how I handle stuff. Like if my friends call and say they want to talk, do you want to talk and you want me to listen and don't say nothing, or do you want to talk and I listen and give you a response?
Yeah,
whether you agree with my response or not. Because sometimes people just need an ear.
True.
When you in a relationship with somebody and you vent to them, they gonna carry that shit. Like, with my friends, they can come tell me some stuff and I can forget that shit. I mean, I can just be there to listen to them. But when you in that relationship with somebody and they pouring it into you, how you gonna forget them living with it? Yeah. Or you dealing with it every day?
Yeah,
it'll be hard doing it that way.
I ain't saying whoever with me can't vent to me, but...
Seek therapy first. You know what I'm saying? If it's something that
now your part, yeah,
that always like is something traumatic to you, I feel you should seek help from a therapist before your partner first, because
true that.
Your partner can't do nothing but just be there for you, and a therapist gonna help you get through it. Like, because eventually this is like somebody
you need to heal.
Yeah, you gotta heal. Just like
healing is so important on all aspects. Everything in life you need to heal. Y'all know how I really don't like a man with a child?
Yeah.
I don't really too much care for a man that has a parent that's deceased either.
Because you don't want to deal with that trauma.
I ain't saying I don't want to deal with it, but I just know. I ask people, like, if I meet a guy and they tell me that their mama done died.
Yeah.
How did you deal with it? Have you healed from that? I know you would never get over that. What's your coping mechanism? Did you go to therapy? Because I know that type of stuff is hard.
Yeah.
And I was with this guy, and he hadn't dealt with it. He hadn't faced none of it. And me being the person that I am, let's talk about it. He talked, poured his whole heart out, cried about it. Okay, sweetheart, I think you should go to therapy. I ain't say that the first time we talked about it. I said it when he it as a scapegoat in a disagreement. When you hit me with that, oh, I just really miss my mom, but don't nobody understand. You're right. I don't understand because I still got mine. Yeah. And I ain't trying to take away from the fact that yours is gone. I don't understand. So you venting to me, I appreciate the fact that you opened up to me about it, because when he did, he was like, I ain't never talked to nobody about this before and talked about my feelings. You need to go get some type of clarity on this. Like, you need some type of understanding that I can't give you. There are trained professionals that can help you.
Yeah, like, yeah, situation like that, like the death of a parent, a child, or somebody close to you.
Yeah,
you gotta,
this stuff be hard.
Yeah, you got to go and get some counsel behind
that. And I
mean,
I can get it, like, you're going to have bad days. Like, you may wake up one day, and the only thing that's on your mind is your mama. And you can, and please let me know. I'm not having a good day. I really miss my mom. I'm going to respect it. I'm going to be real chill that day. I ain't even going to come at you with no bullshit about nothing.
Yeah.
Because you having a moment, and you're always going to have those moments. But I still feel like stuff like that, when you go through traumatic stuff, I feel like everybody should seek counseling. Whether they do their counseling through God, the church, prayer, something, meditation, there is something that people should do. I ain't just saying I discriminate against people like that, but I just need to know, like, how have you dealt with it?
I
had one that lied, so I done dealt with it. And 2-3 weeks later, that was the first thing you threw up.
Mm.
Was I feel like I'm alone in the world because da 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 da. You ain't dealt with it. You ain't finna make me feel like I'm stuck dealing with you because you feel like you ain't got nobody. And now I feel like, oh, now he think he got me. So I don't want to leave him alone because he already lonely.
Yeah.
Nah. So I'm out.
Going for it. Yeah. What?
I agree with y'all on that. What comes with therapy, you got to have a good support system as well, too. So it all depends how
a support system, not a venting post.
Yeah.
I understand that. I'm just saying. It comes with therapy. It's like all mixture and everything. That's all I'm saying. And a lot of people just can't deal with that. And sometimes you just got to, like I said, compromise. And some people deal with it. Some people don't.
How would you feel if you vent to your partner and then after you vent to them, they just sit there and ain't got nothing for you?
Say that again.
What if you vent to your partner? Or I ain't got to say partner with y'all because I'm pretty sure all y'all would have a woman. Nope. What if you vent to your girlfriend, your woman, your wife, your whatever? You vent to her and she ain't got nothing to say. How would you feel behind it?
You still gonna be feel the same. You gonna feel the same way you feel before you vent it.
Basically, me, I'm a numb ass person, so I can't really answer that question because
you a what kind of person?
He numb.
Okay.
I mean, he's saying okay.
Okay, Mr. Key Sweet.
I mean, I'm really am numb. I'm just saying, there's like I'm numb to it. Like
you're not okay. You can be numb, but you're not gonna feel any type of way that you done sit here and pour all of this out.
I've been let down a lot in my life, so I'm just like, you're not listening. I said I've been let down in my life a lot, so I'm at the point where
you need therapy.
No, I been said this on the podcast. I been said that on the podcast.
He's been let down so much that he has no expectation of a person.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
that's, you know what I'm saying. That's thing she hit right on the head. I have no expectation.
He don't feel no type of way if he's used to people letting him down.
If Drew and Trad call me up the next day, and say, "Hey, I don't want to fuck with you no more," I'd be like, "All right," and just move on.
Really?
Yeah. I'm like dead ass. Really? Yeah. If they don't want if
at all? So you wanna try to figure out why?
Nah, I wouldn't. I'm being honest. I'm being dead ass too.
What you gonna be like, oh, it is what it is if the friendship ran its course.
Yeah.
I feel
you. No, I'm just saying, because if they don't fuck if it's probably now if we had a conflict, if me and him had a conflict and we was arguing and all that, then I'll try to hash that shit up. But if he just come out the blue and say, "Hey, I don't really want to fuck with you no more."
So I don't really want to fuck with you no more.
And they stop answering your calls. Like, if you call them, they might send you a text and be like, real dry. You ain't gonna question and be like, "What's wrong?"
All right, yeah, what's going on? Everything good? Hey, man, I just want to fuck with you.
Okay, you're not as numb as you think.
Say that again?
Is that true?
You're not that numb.
I mean, I'm numb, but if my partner gonna be like, I don't know how to help you with that, I'll be like, all right, that's all cool.
I don't want to fuck with you no more.
Okay.
Do me like that. Okay. I don't want to fuck with you no more.
Oh.
See? You're going to laugh it off.
I'm just saying, I'm at the point if people want to walk out of my life, it's like, it is what it is.
Man, therapy. Even if Rich did.
I'm the same way. Like, if you want to leave, then go.
Why y'all still look so surprised? So if I called you up and I say, "I don't fuck with you no more. Bye, bitch." Besides all that shit, what you gonna say?
You better block me. Call
if I said I don't fuck with you, you probably be like, "What the hell did I do and all that?" I'm like, it is what it is.
I like the Saul
shit.
Drew would
feel some type of way. Trav would be like, "Damn, but you're like..."
I think Trav wouldn't kill.
Drew is in the emotional way.
I think Trav wouldn't kill. Trav be like, "Oh, okay." Drew probably would. Me, I'd be like, "Yeah, okay."
As emotional as I am, y'all know I'm
a Gemini. Drew gonna be mad.
It depends on what person.
But it will never be like that because we can talk to each other and all that. We can open up with each other. We can talk in house and all that shit. We hold each other accountable.
I don't know. You be lying about babies and shit.
I know.
He said, "I know, like it's okay that I told him why."
It was really a prank.
It was a prank.
But I take that shit seriously. You don't joke about no shit like that.
Nigga, you was about to poison me and my food.
I saved your life one day. Nah, but we ain't gonna talk about that. Bring that up.
Try to give me a heart attack.
I said, I was with it at first. I said, what if he die?
God,
the whole thing was off then. So I saved your life. Nigga.
That nigga waited. He did a whole month trying to prank my ass. I love y'all, though.
Shut the fuck up.
I told y'all he did.
I think we need therapy.
Yeah.
Yes, please.
Not for real though. Everybody needs therapy though. Everybody needs therapy.
Really need therapy before he get
in
another relationship.
Uh-oh.
We talked about this.
We ain't talked about this, huh? Yeah.
It was a private talk.
It was a private conversation.
Drew got a girlfriend. I hope he done got some counseling because last week when he said he'd be jealous, go figure out why and let them help you get over that.
Thank you, so Marissa. Thank you, Marissa. <What up? laughs> But no, yeah, I do need to go to therapy. I'm going need to get some help.
Feel like free.
They got to cut me off when I'm talking. That's the shit I be talking about.
Hey, buddy.
Yeah, everybody need a counselor. Like, yeah.
Y'all get out.
Damn, you feel some type of way.
I don't fuck with you no more. Can I have water, buddy?
No.
Aw.
You got some of my water.
Thank you, buddy. What point am I shit for?
You bought it for me.
Okay.
Yeah, everybody need therapy though. Good. Yeah, some stuff a relationship can't fix. Therapy will fix.
A relationship, it ain't nothing a relationship can fix. If you ain't already fixed, what a relationship gonna do?
Except for a nut.
Y'all need a relationship for a nut.
I mean, you gotta go out there and play the field for a little bit.
Is this about me?
No, it's just like when you get out of a relationship, you just got to go.
What's she say?
A nut makes everything feel better.
That's just feelings.
And then you go.
A nut is number of feelings released.
You have a nut and then y'all like the person after you get the nut, then does that still make everything better?
Nah. It's going to confuse things.
It'll confuse things. You got to give it a 3-day period so the shit can build back up.
Nut is nothing but feelings released into the woman's vagina and it wears off on her.
Unless you make a baby.
Yeah.
A good baby.
Or you can skeet on the eyelash.
That eyelash.
Yeah, is that a fantasy? Is that a fantasy?
I live that.
You did that?
Mm-hmm.
I bet you did.
Almost slipped.
I bet you did.
I was 21. I was 22, yeah.
How old you are now?
I'm 30 damn 3.
Oh, man, it's over 10 years.
Yeah.
Which one of y'all that old?
Michael.
Oh.
I'm still a little young, though.
Like your damn daddy.
Damn right.
I'm almost 35.
Hmm?
Huh?
You almost 35.
Yep, call me Uncle Mike.
Uncle Mike, Uncle Phil.
Uncle Phil, Uncle Phil.
Will?
Will.
Phil.
I'm gonna be a handsome ass 50-year.
Where did that come from?
I don't know, talking shit.
I just look sideways.
Next topic. What else are we talking about?
Hey, we want to say a rest in peace to Takeoff, send prayers and condolences to their family and everything. I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say because we say it almost every month.
Yeah, seems like it. That was like the second person that got shot at one of the J Prince dice game.
I don't know. I get into that.
Yeah, we
said an athlete was with them.
Over seven? Never mind. $7,000 though?
Yeah. It basically was some scrape bullets, but oh, that shit crazy. That shit crazy. That's another black man killing another black man. Shit.
Yeah, don't bother nobody.
Really fucked up about it. I don't really care what the reason was, where they was at. Like, black men just not killing each other.
You can't. I told you black race gonna be extinct after a while. It's men versus black men hate black women, black women hate black men killing each other. It just ain't.
And the black men killing the black men, the black women, the black men are just killing the entire race. Y'all making it easy for the white men.
Yeah.
Police ain't gotta kill us no more.
Yeah. Hell no, you don't even see no Ku Klux Klans no more.
Nah, yeah.
You don't see no Klansmen or nothing. They like, damn, we got it where they want it.
Yeah.
Behind the scene.
Yep. But niggas don't care. They just want to get money and be shiny. Shit.
Good. And what's crazy is everybody's gonna, you know, they talking about it today. They'll post up for the remainder of the week. Next week, that's it. Mm-hmm. Nobody gonna talk about Takeoff no more. Then it'll be another young black man that's being killed by another young black man. Talk about that for a week, and the cycle continues. Like,
yeah,
it's just really messed up. And the fact that people recorded that stuff.
Yeah. And then that's what Charleston White said. Charleston White said, like, niggas don't want to put the phones down. Everybody wanna go viral. Everybody wanna have their moment. Like, I don't understand. It ain't nothing private no more. You can't even enjoy, like, that's why I say people are we really enjoying life? Because every time you want to enjoy life or live a moment, a phone is out. Like, everything, like, it's okay. You don't have to capture everything.
Nah. They wrong for posting that shit, though.
Yeah.
Boy, that shit was too graphic. Now that shit on TikTok.
But I think everybody, people don't know they got the power to do shit. Like, but everybody's not going to be the same, have the same mind track to do. So sometimes, like I told my father when we had this conversation, we were talking about that Kanye West shit. I was like, man, you better off just taking care of the people in your circle and stop worrying about everybody else. Just do what you can. And just focus on your family and your friends.
Yeah, shit's so corrupt now, you can't even do that because shit, people just start problems with you when just out of the blue.
Yeah.
Like, shit, we at that. That's where we at in life. Like, it's not even really safe to go nowhere. It ain't even safe nowhere. You can't call nobody, no place up. Because that was a private event. Nowhere is safe anymore.
At a bowling alley. And y'all saw them people died in Korea.
Oh, yeah.
On that bridge.
That was on the bridge.
It was, huh?
They was all.
There's like 140 of them?
Yeah.
That was a bridge.
Damn. That shit was crazy.
But the cord just snapped, that shit.
Yeah, that shit. Jay got a show. I ain't even know what are the solutions. There really ain't no solution now. Like,
really ain't no solution.
This shit so far gone.
Take care of your own, man.
Yeah, pretty much.
Because Nipsey died. Everybody's saying they gonna change. Put the guns down. But this drill, what is drill?
Yeah, drill music.
Yeah. Dolph died. Everybody said put the guns down. I mean, when we gonna just...
Cause people don't receive the message. They just want to receive the messenger. So when you receive the messenger, after a while, the message is gonna fade away, and there's a cycle. Like same thing keep happening because you want to love the messenger and not the message, and shit, and they're gonna keep being this way. Until we and shit. Anyway, they look like ain't gonna never stop, for real.
I'm just saying, black people, we just gotta love each other, man. But nobody wants to do that.
Love is never enough.
It's never enough.
It's not gonna be enough in this situation. I really just think it's way too far gone.
Yeah.
And, like, no matter how many rallies people try to do to stop the violence and tell the kids to put the guns down and all of this stuff, like, they already corrupt.
Yeah.
Like, you can't start it after they've already started picking up the guns and then told them to put it down. Like, it starts at a very young age.
Yeah, they like 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 playing
like,
old
pistols. Like, it needs to be instilled in kids at their age and, like, just keep it going. By the time they... 15, 16, already in the streets doing the stuff with the guns and feeling like that's all they need. Like, no. Like, Fred Daddy said on Friday, like, shit, put your hands up.
Yeah. Niggas can't fight you,
yeah, they don't want to be put on the internet and losing the fight. Shit,
that's my good, my gun. Like,
well, keep getting your ass with
until you win. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, y'all get mad and pull out a gun because you got your ass with. No. Go you practice somewhere and then do a rematch. And be the man. Y'all let it be that. Like,
okay, you go to prison, shit. What you got? Hey, you gonna get a get your ass whooped now or later. So shit, you choose.
But what be so messed up, like a lot of these people that do these senseless killings, they don't make it to prison.
Mm-mm.
So the police ain't really gonna try that hard to try to find out. Then you got all these witnesses around, they ain't gonna tell. Cause y'all got these street codes. Or I don't want to be a snitch. But y'all be wanting justice for these people, but y'all don't want to tell who did what.
I was watching Charleston White showing us in the mirror. Sadly to say that shit.
A lot if it ain't in a place where some cameras involved, they'll never
find it out.
It turns into a cold case.
Yep.
But But y'all got y'all had y'all phones out and was able to record this by the land there. And as much as people record stuff, y'all didn't record the actual shooting.
Mm-mm, that ain't cool. Who shot?
Nope. Y'all don't know who shot y'all. This thing about to go down. Y'all go. Let me go ahead and put this on social media. This man got a mama.
I promise.
A grandma. He got a whole family. All these people that care about him. And not even just in the with the celebrities. When it be local people and people post stuff like that, why would you want to post it? Put your stuff in those
people. Yeah, like they was shooting at that barbershop.
Your uncle, anybody, was, if that was them, you would be furious if they posted it. Mm-hmm. But people don't care until it's them.
Yeah, you right about that.
It's like no mores and no codes no more. Ain't no everything is okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't care about shit. And life only short when somebody dies. People die every day.
Yeah. So on that note, man, ain't no message you can say like to bring in any kind of motivation or positivity, because, like you said, this shit's so far gone. And if you think about anything else, we'll end off on like that, because shit, it ain't that. Like, I ain't got no solution. Shit, all the solutions been tried, so shit's still going on, so I ain't got no solution to the shit.
I'll be safe
out
here.
Yeah, they'll be safe. That's on here. Yeah.
I have nothing to say.
Black men deserve to die old. I seen that somewhere today. That man was 28.
Yeah, he's 28 years old.
And it'd be so sad, like, when it be people that are young. Like, did he have kids? Like,
ain't even, they don't know. I don't even know. You know, he's so quiet.
I don't even know if it'd be sadder when they have kids that they're leaving behind that won't get to know their dad, or, like, it's sad that they didn't get a chance to get to that point in life to have a child.
Mm. This shit sad. Yeah.
Good. They all are taking you one place.
Yep.
Or two places. You either going
hell or jail.
You died or you going to jail. And the way y'all set up, you really just be dying, because ain't nobody selling like y'all, so y'all ain't going to prison.
Mm. It shows you how life fragile. Like, with one instant, one moment, you never know when your time is up. Yep. You can have the best time of your life right now. You could be at a place of high and all that. Your money right and everything, it could be gone in just like that.
Seconds.
Here's the message. Live every day like it's your last, because you really don't know when your last day is.
Yep. And we're going to end it like that. So, we appreciate y'all tuning in. And as always, we in the jungle, baby. Dark ending.
This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that take a shot gin my best friend talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that sit down gin to make you zen talk. This that gin talk. This that gin talk. This that take a shot gin my best friend talk. Take a shot with the coupe. Pull one better yet. Pull